Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's poppin'? It's your boy Dre, aka 3-Letter Man. You already know what the fuck it is, man. Dolo tonight, but I got my homie with me, been holding me down. Goddamn, 2 weeks now, my nigga Dre and shit. Dre, what up, my nigga? Yo,
what's
Dre?
What's poppin', Dre?
What's poppin', my nigga?
Good, my nigga. Good, babe.
Yeah.
See
Zach on. He said he's calling up right now. 312-536. No man, shit. He said he has talking.
He's
on,
yo.
Zach, what up? You not on? Hello? Yo.
Yo. Yo.
Yo. Yo, Zach. What's up, Zach?
Yo. What up, my boy? What's poppin'?
What's poppin', my nigga? You sound far away, Zach. What's good?
Not chillin', man. Can you hear me now? Is it a little
better?
Yeah,
you good, man. Welcome to PSA Podcast, my nigga.
What's up, man? It's an honor for y'all to have me today, man.
It's all good, my G. Zach, listen, man. I make no bones about it. I'm subscribed to your channel. I've been watching you for years. You know what I'm saying? I just want to ask you, as a Chicago native, how important was it for you? How important for you as a Chicago native to hold down your city the way that you do, going to hood from hood, talking to all these brothers and stuff, and we get to see the real life what be happening down in Chicago and shit, man? What made you decide to get behind the camera, my guy?
Man, it was very important, you know. I grew up, believe it or not, I grew up watching Smack DVD, you know, and I used to watch Trey Mitchell go to every hood and he'd interview these rappers and then they ask for the freestyle. And I'm looking like, damn, this nigga in Brooklyn with Papoose, this nigga in the Bronx with French Montana. Well, at that time, French was young French. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And he had the Cocaine City DVDs. Like, I'm heavy.
Damn, you taking it back,
man. Come on, man. Hey, you got to think. I grew up watching Smack DVD, On the Come Up, Cocaine City, Rap Streets and all that. So I know, come on, man. Don't get me started. So I'm like, man, I'm like, I gotta take the Smack approach, but doing it in Chicago. But it was very dangerous. Like, niggas was getting killed on them videos. Niggas was getting beat. Niggas was getting shot at. Like, and I'm now witnessing it with a camera, my nigga. It's crazy. So I just wanted to answer the question, man. I just wanted to show the world what Chicago is really about. Because at that time, Kanye was popping, and I had people telling me, like, man, why y'all don't dress like Kanye? Why y'all don't talk like Common? And I'm like, what?
Right.
Like, nah, y'all don't know Chicago. You know what I'm saying?
Because that's what's misconstrued, because when I'm coming up listening to hip-hop, I grew up listening to Common, Crucial Conflict. I know about Bump J. You know what I'm saying? Like, Lupe, of course. But this new breed of Chicago, Zach, correct me if I'm wrong, this is a new era of Chicago, isn't it?
Man, this is called drill. This Chirac. You know, what you talk about is called Chicago. What we talk about is called Chirac. You know what I'm saying? It's a whole new Chicago. You see, back then when Bump was rapping, Free Bump J, too. You know what I'm saying? Real
Free Bump J,
right? Yeah, when Bump was rapping, it was structure. Niggas had laws and literatures. Right now, niggas ain't honoring nobody. Niggas, like, look, Chicago just had, at the end of 2016, it was 769 murders or something like that.
Damn!
That's crazy. More, not this in New York, but it was more than New York and LA combined. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. 769 murders in 12 months and 365 days. That's a ridiculous amount, you know?
Now, as drill music in a sense, Zach, because y'all niggas live the life y'all be talking, bro. Like, I mean, for real. I mean, do you think it's should y'all get rid of the word Chirac because a lot of the young boys take that word and just flip it into, like, this is really a war zone, or it is what it is?
I mean, I wish Chirac could go back to Chicago, but I hate to say it, bro. From the way it looks, it'll never go back to Chicago. Like, Chirac is going to be Chirac, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know the definition of Chirac, right? How we got that name, right?
Of course. Break it down to the people that don't know, Zach, please.
All right, for the people that don't know, in one particular year, this was years ago, like probably 4 or 5 years ago. In one particular year, Chicago, a.k.a. Chirac, had more homicides in the city of Chicago than Iraq. And that was during the war in Iraq. So we had more murders in this one particular city than Iraq. So that's how we got Chirac, you know?
But after a while, don't we got to, like, kind of not embrace the Chi-Raq narrative too much, those actors? Play devil's advocate with you, brother. I know you in these streets, but just to ask you that, you know what I mean? Play devil's advocate.
Nah, for sure, for sure. Nah, I don't want the name of Chi-Raq. You know, every time I go somewhere, I'm like, yeah, I'm from Chicago. The people outside, like, whether it's in New York, Philly, Jersey, whatever, they say, oh, Chi-Raq, man. And I'm like, that's crazy. We got that bad. We got a negative vibe in our city when Chicago is actually a great place, man, an incredible place. It's just the media sometimes play a part in that, and sometimes the YouTube viewers, not YouTube, but the viewers on there, like they'll take the what I'm showing y'all the regular everyday life. It's not just a war zone. Like you go outside on your front porch, you dead. It's not like that. It's only the people that involve themselves in that type of lifestyle. You feel what I'm saying?
Now, about, every city doesn't, like, black people alone, we don't fuck around about our dead homies. But I ain't never seen a gang of niggas in one city that you say something negative or derogatory, try to come slick out your motherfucking mouth about niggas' dead homies in Chicago. Niggas coming to see you, Zach. Let's just call it what it is. You know?
That's a fact.
But why is it that brothers take that so seriously, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Like, niggas, when JoJo passed away, when L.A. passed away, Tukaville, F.B. Duck, and all these niggas I see you interview, Billionaire Duck, all these niggas and shit, Kenny Mack, all these brothers. Like, when you talk about niggas dead, homie, can you let people know how serious y'all take that, though, when niggas trying to say, like, your prime example, Young M.A. said he's smoking on Tukaville, King Yella, all these niggas was having it, Zach.
That was crazy. You got to think, when you talk about in Chicago, a lot of niggas grow up without their parents. You know, no mother, no father, no big brother. Grow up in the streets. So your gang members or your niggas that's in your hood, those are considered your brothers, your big homies. So if that's all you know growing up for the last 10, 15, 20 plus years, and somebody disrespect them, you're going to go harder for them than you're going to go for your parents, because in reality, you don't even know who your mother is. You don't really got a relationship with your mother. So if somebody say, like, prime example, just say Tuka, my homie. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go crazy for Tuka. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, that's my man. I'm going to go crazy. Like, right now, I got dead homies. If somebody disrespects Shannon or Muggy, I'm going crazy. Nigga, that's my, what's up? I'm care where you at, Germany, Africa, Brazil. I'm going to have to come see you about that, because his name going to live on through me. And I know if I was there, he'll make my name live on, and we can't let a nigga disrespect our dead homies, you know?
But is it worth taking a life for somebody calling out your homie who's not here right now, though?
Nah, it's not worth taking your life. But in the streets of Chicago, a lot of people don't got anything. If they don't got money, they don't got family, they got one thing, and that's called respect. And it's a lot of niggas that have died for their respect, my nigga.
Facts.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me ask you a question, Zach, because how does the streets of Chicago, and I'm cool with this nigga, so I don't shit on people I fuck with. I fuck with DJ Academics. I fuck with you. I fuck with, say, Jay Cheese TV, College Kid, all these niggas. Do niggas in Chicago feel some type of way that a brother like Academics, who's not from the city itself, reports on the news, a nigga like you who's in these streets, do you feel some type of way?
I used to. At one point in time, I had real hatred. I ain't gonna say hatred, just say I disliked it, the nigga Academics. I did my research on him. Like, this nigga from Jamaica, moved to New York, you know what I'm saying? He lived in Jamaica, Queens. You know what I'm saying? He reported a lot of information that's false about Chi-Raq. A lot of, you know, like, and then he was talking like Rondo, that's my homie. You know what I'm saying? Free Rondo. Instead of calling him Rondo, Kundo, number 9, and all that. And then I had somebody broke it down to me, like, Zach, don't get emotional. He's like a comedian, but he be stating facts too. So after a while, I started listening to Academics. Like, man, this dude is very intelligent. You know, I'm subscribed to Warren Chi-Raq, DJ Academics, Academic TV.
Wow.
Like, this guy's brilliant. He became I don't know if you know, but Academics is like a multimillionaire. That's what I'm hearing. I don't know from YouTube or whatever. But I'm like, this man is incredible. He's a hip hop mogul in the hip hop community. It's a lot of celebrities and it's a lot of A&Rs that go to Academics page just to see what's happening within the hip-hop community. I salute him. I was mad at first, but I salute that guy. So shout-out to Academics, man.
Okay.
Yeah, shout-out to Academics. I want to meet him one day. I would love to interview him.
Wow, that would be dope, Zach. I ain't going to lie. Brothers uniting like that. And good segue, Zach, because When Say Cheese TV came on the scene, and then I clicked, I think it was your, one of y'all pages, and y'all was chilling together talking to each other, I thought that, I think I even hit you on Twitter about that shit. That nigga's trying to play divide and conquer, but, you know, it's good for you. But let's be real, Zach. I think niggas look at you in a different light, because if I'm from New York and a nigga that's in these streets like yourself, a Chicago bred nigga, you're a legend in Chicago, my nigga. Let's just call, no disrespect to Say Cheese TV, academics, love all you niggas. But a nigga that's in these streets, in these hoods, like
in the
Zach,
streets, man. The trenches.
Yeah.
Like this one is gonna and we stay facts. Shout out to my boy Say Cheese. We got something big popping up in Dallas, Texas for South by Southwest in March. That's my homie. The fans made it a beef. I literally caught him when he came to Chicago to interview some of the guys, and I gave him an interview. I don't know if you saw that or not. But I
that's what I'm talking about. You gave him an interview. Okay. Which one was that?
He came to Chicago. I don't know. It's probably like a month ago.
That's when y'all was chopping it up, right?
Yeah, word. Yeah.
I seen that. Y'all was chopping it up, and y'all was like, yo, Chase, he praised you. He was like, yo, I fuck with Zach TV.
Exactly. So it's the fans. A lot of YouTubers will take things out of context. But shout out to Say Cheese. But what was your initial question? What did you say?
No, I'm just saying, like, in the sense of, all right, you're in the streets out here, brother. Like, when niggas is out here with the 30s and everything, my nigga, like, do you ever be, like, thinking yourself, like, yo, at any particular time, shit can go left?
Hey, I'm keep it real with you. I be strapped, man. I'm not gonna lie. I be strapped.
As you should, my nigga. As you should, brother.
And my security be strapped. But not all the times I be having security, but it was, you know what I'm saying? I be strapped. But sometimes I do, nine times out of ten, I do research on the people I'm going to interview if I don't know them, if they don't have a name buzzing in the city already. But this Chicago, so I could just be interviewing a nigga, and then his ops could slide up. It happened plenty of times. A nigga's op slid up, and a nigga said it. He hung out the window with a shotgun and say, nigga, I was going to kill y'all because y'all was lacking. Zach saved y'all motherfucking life, and he drove off.
Bruh.
Yeah. Man.
Lord have mercy, that's crazy, man. That's crazy. Now, when you interview dudes like Rondo and Number 9, I remember you had them niggas, Rondo, Number 9, and L.A. and them niggas in the back alley, and you've interviewed, what's Dirk's little cousin that passed away too?
OTF Nooski, R.I.P. Nunu,
him too. Like, these brothers that you've been around and you see these shorties and shit, Zach, and then they just gone, my nigga. Like, funeral and all this here. How did it make you feel after a while that you got to go to funerals? You might have interviewed nigga last week and now he's dead, my nigga. Like, you know what I mean?
Young Pappy died 3 days before I was supposed to interview him.
Damn.
3 days. Yo, no. He called me Tuesday. We talked Tuesday and he died. Like, he died 3 days after that. So, it was 3 days from the day that he called me. I know, because I'm like, what the fuck? I didn't even get a chance to interview him. You know what I'm saying? He was a legend. Shorty was incredible, ahead of his time. Like, today.
They say the same thing about L.A. Capone. Is that true? He was ahead of his time, too. I hear that a lot of niggas say that, too.
That's a fact, man. L.A. was ahead of its time. L.A., Pappy, Nooski. It's a lot of rappers from Chicago that lose their life to the streets. You got to think, if you diss a nigga in any part of the world on a track, they're just going to make another diss track about you. You diss a nigga in Chicago, they coming to see you wherever you at. You know what I'm saying? They pulling up on you. Hey, and they not talking. They like, fam, they going to shoot, and then they going to say, man, that's because he go out the bam. It's not going to be, fam, why you diss me? What's going on? Is this just like radio play, or is it real beef, you know?
Has social media fucked up shit for Chicago brothers?
Man,
because niggas in Chicago
world
got no problem coming on the internet saying, yo, my nigga, I'm going to blast you or put the 30s out, this, that, and the third. You know what I mean, Zach? Do you think that's fucked niggas up where niggas feel like, yo, this nigga talking shit, we got to go see him?
Yeah, shit, social media. I mean, you know how many niggas died because they said I'm smoking on a Tuka pack, I'm smoking the Nunu, or I'm smoking late on
JoJo, shit like that.
What? Niggas die every day. I just put some shit up on YouTube. It's 2017, and we got 9 murders right now. It just, the year just broke. And we got 2017, and two of the niggas that died is because they was on Instagram. They made an Instagram live video, and one nigga in the backseat said, man, I'm smoking a – I'm smoking a such-and-such pack. They caught this nigga and smoked him while he was pumping his gas, shot him 18 times because he said he's smoking on another nigga pack. That's crazy, ain't it?
Right, that's wild. That's wild, Zach. I ain't going to hold you. Now, you recently had I don't know if you want to call it an interview, but – Rondo and C-Day, you got to talk to them behind the bars and shit. Now, here's how I looked at it, Zach, because I'm an old head, and maybe I'm not young anymore, so I looked at it like that. Like, those brothers sound like it didn't really hit them that they might not get out anytime soon while listening to brothers talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, when
right.
hearing them talk, I mean, is it more like because they're young, they just it didn't hit them yet that they about to do some serious time, my nigga?
It's you know, we hoping that the brother Rondo and C-Day, you know what I'm
appeal.
Saying? Come
the
home
appeal.
Come home on the appeal. But, you know, when you – they keep – in my personal opinion, I'm glad that they're not down. I'm glad that they're in high spirit. I'm glad
right.
that they're on the same deck with one another. You know what I'm saying? Because if you're going in there 38 years or 39 years, it'll be a long stretch. If you're stressed out, you're miserable, you think about it, you got to do things to pass the time. I know niggas just that they got four life sentences. That's 23 years old, 25. Real talk, and I talk to them on the regular, and they feeling good. Zach, what you doing? What you doing, Zach? I'm fucking the streets up on the interview. Hey, fam, what y'all doing? Shit, man, we watching Maury. We playing chess. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
it's good. And niggas tell me every day, Zach, we live through you. So it's a lot of niggas that's locked up for life sentences or doing, like, football numbers, and they live through niggas on the outside world. So that's how they keep our spirits. And they good. You feel me?
Right. What's good with Rome, man? When he coming home, man? I think Roman. I think Roman's not. I like Roman Rico Reckless a lot though. Those brothers they be rhyming and shit. You know, Duck get busy too. But Rome is fire.
Mm-hmm. Rome is fire. Free Rome, man. That's my cousin.
Free Rome.
We from the same block. Same block, man. 105th State. You know what I'm saying? Shorty, you know, he please God through the grace of God, he gonna overcome the murder charges. But he, his case, they just gave him a trial. The trial was going good. The district attorney had an offer on the table for him to do a few years. Then they took the offer back and tried to hit him with 13 years at 85%. He like, hell no, we going all the way. So we still through in the midst of trial. He's still going through trial. You know, he got a paid lawyer, no public defender. We hoping for the best for Shorty, and he will come home. You know what I'm saying? Even if I got to spend my last honest dollar on making sure he gets freedom. Cause you know I've been watching him rhyme since he was 12 years old. You know.
Now Chicago, here's what I always said about you niggas and shit, Zach. And correct me if I'm wrong. I'm a New York nigga, and I'm keeping it 100 with you. A lot of cities be jacking y'all slang. A lot of cities be jacking the way from the way y'all talk to the drill music. Like, do you ever feel like if Chicago was more together? Like, let's be real, man. I see a lot of these young New York niggas, man. I'm gonna keep it real. They sound like they from Chicago. Like, I never heard niggas say, I got 12 from you guys. I learned what 12 was from Chicago. Now, when you hear other niggas saying y'all slang and certain words y'all say, is it more like, yeah, y'all showing love to Chicago? And niggas in the hood be like, bro, these niggas out here be jacking our shit. But y'all not unified music-wise. Am I right on that, Zach?
No, we definitely, that's one thing we lacked in, and that's being unified on the music side. You know, Chicago is separated because the street politics. And when I say street politics, I mean the gang culture. So a nigga, like, just say, I would love to see a nigga like King Creek, which is a G Mobile gang, shout out to them. And then, like, Lil Durk, OTF here, BD, shout out to them, on a track together. But because the street politics, niggas don't got enough wisdom and knowledge and understanding to push their pride to the side and say, okay, fuck what my homies may think. I'm going to do this for the city, for the love of Chicago, and so the world can see us unified together. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker don't think like that because of street politics. They the ops, man. So you can't wear their clothes. And I see it every day. You can't wear niggas' clothes. You can't tweet niggas. You got to block niggas on social side. You can't wear. It's just crazy. My nigga, they don't need, sometimes niggas don't even listen to their op music. And I'm like, nah, fuck with him. I'm gonna bump this music. This is my car. And niggas like, yeah, I don't fuck with him. His music nice, but I don't fuck with him as a person because he that. So fuck him. It's crazy, man. The streets divided this entire city, man. I'm trying to unify back. If you can see, like, I did a drill cypher. I had some GDs, some Moles. Yeah, I'm trying to unify. It's hard to do this. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to bring positivity into a city that's known for negativity, especially when everybody got that fuck you mentality. And I don't want to see the next nigga succeed. That's how everybody thinks. I don't want to see the next nigga succeed. It's all about me and my gang, nigga. Gang, you know? It's crazy.
Now, you had an interview with E-Day a while ago, sometime last year, and he kept saying, you're not righteous, this, that, and the third. You up there interviewing the ops. And when I'm listening, and I'm going to say this because I watch everything that you do and shit. When I watch E-Day, my nigga, all it is interview, my nigga. I've never heard Zach for the couple years I've been watching this brother. I've never heard him diss another nigga to nigga. I never hear you diss niggas.
Never.
You let niggas say what they got to say, and keep it moving as a nigga that does interviews and be in the hood and shit? You know what I mean? Is it hard for you to maintain a relationship with a nigga that you know, but you might be cool with the nigga's ops, so you interview him? Because I know you're at the point in your career probably where your jacket, your phone is probably ringing up all the time when niggas want to get
all
in front of your camera, right?
Man, I just missed 9 calls just now, literally. Talking to you. I'm texting people right now. It's all love. And it's all big money calls, too, you know what I'm saying? So, literally,
right.
I'm setting up some interview for Saturday, some for Tuesday. But niggas know it's business. That's why niggas respect me, because I got – in Chicago, I'm going to say this, and niggas going to get mad, but, you know, I'm back TV. We ain't going to do shit. But anyway, and niggas in Chicago, like I say, it's street politics and it's gang culture, so you got to choose. Everybody chose a side in the city. I don't give a fuck if you're a video director, a dancer, a thot. And nigga, you got to choose. Either you with this side or you with this side. I'm the only nigga in street. Shirek history that said, nigga, I'm going to get both sides. I'm on both sides, nigga. I'm going to get your side of the story, and I'm going to get your side. So that's some niggas got to respect it. So when it came to E-Day and Team 600, it's some rappers that, you know what I'm saying, I just interview them and leave. And then some niggas, I interview them, and then when the cameras cut off, I'm at their crib chilling. I'm holding a baby. I build a real relationship with these artists. You know what I'm saying? And E-Day happened to be one of them. You know what I'm saying? So this the rap relationship became a friend relationship. So, you know what I'm saying? He took it out of business and was like, damn, man, you know what I'm saying? You my man, and you interviewing my ops. And it wasn't even about him saying you interviewing the ops. It was about them saying fuck him and fuck Wap the Bam. And I had to let him know off camera. This is shit off camera, bro. A business, bro. This is how I eat. I'm not gonna tell you don't do a song with him because I don't like him. Get your money. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, get your money. And you say you respect that. You know, I just did a new interview with him. It's like at 100-some K, and we talked about that. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to E-Day, shout out to Team 600. It's not hard for me to do that. As long as we got a respect level, we good. You know.
Now speaking of 600, right quick, man. Cause like I said, I watch everything you do. Is there turmoil in that camp?
Man.
Because 600 Breezy seemed like he don't fuck with E-Day. I see your boy just came home. What's his name, Zach? Tay 600. I just seen him come home. Just seen him do an interview with Say Cheese TV. He basically saying he can't go to the hood. I remember when niggas was in front of your camera, a couple of niggas, I forgot their names, and niggas was saying that Tay 600 might have snitched to the boys, this, that, and the third. But then I'm hearing he didn't take the stand. So where we at right now with Tay 600, the whole 600 camp?
Okay.
Pay attention, Zach, as you see, my nigga.
Okay, with the Tay 600 situation, yes, the world knows it. It's on the forefront for the world to see on social media. Yes, the camp is going through some turmoil right now over the Rondo and C-Day and Tay 600 situation. Allegations out there saying that.
Allegations,
Tay 600, you know, saying that Tay 600 surrounded those two guys out, you know what I'm saying? That's why they're doing their time or whatever the case may be. You know, my personal opinion on the situation is, man, they're family. 600 is a family, and I'm going to let them handle, as the world should too, is let them handle their family issues. Do I think it was righteous for those guys to put their family issues on the social media? Nah, but, you know, it's allegations or whatever, you know, but what's done in the dark will come to the light eventually. You know, by these guys being street artists and celebrities around the world known, it's just crazy. I just hopefully these guys can fix their situation. You know what I'm saying? I'm a fan of Tay 600. I'm a fan of E-Day. I'm a fan of Rondo. I'm a fan of C-Day. I'm a fan of the Team 600 movement. I personally feel Team 600 was the Chicago version of Dipset. Come on, man. I'm going to state nothing but facts from Zach TV mouth, you know? I don't do interviews. So for me to do this interview, you mean a lot.
I appreciate you,
Zach. Shout out to you, my nigga.
I appreciate you, bro.
You know, E-Day had the Cam mentality. He got the Jewels, the Gym, which was the L.A. to Rondo. You know, the Freaky Ziggy. He created a team, and they went across the fucking globe. I just hate to see them, you know, split ways just like Dipset did. But, you know, it's crazy. Hopefully the Bucks can fix that issue.
Give me the top 5 rappers in Chicago right now, in your opinion. Top 5 in Chicago right now. People need to know about, and if they don't know about, wake your motherfucking ass up, Zach.
Rome, Tim Fat, MMG, number one, most definitely. Young, are you talking about like alive or dead or what? Or just in general?
Alive right now.
Rome, FIMG. Definitely.
Rico will go crazy though.
Yeah, yeah, most definitely. Definitely King Louis. You know, and I'm speaking on the lyricist side, bars.
Right.
You know, I'm a fan.
Louis a legend though. He did this shit before a lot of niggas though, right?
Yep. Yeah, that's what I said. Definitely King Louis. Definitely Lil Herb. Without a doubt. Shorty got bars.
Shout out to Herbo, yeah.
Definitely my boy Ide. You know, we speaking alive, and you know my fifth one. I gotta get to the big homie, man. My little big brother, man. FBG Duck.
Yeah, Duck go crazy. I remember you had an interview with him, Yella, and Black Billionaire, and he was outside and he was playing his song about what niggas gonna do, some shit like that. He kept, you know what I'm talking about?
He was talking about it.
I was getting at niggas. I was like, damn, Duck, I didn't know it was like that, my nigga.
My boy.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, Zach, let me ask you a question, man. Soulja Boy, my nigga. What's your take on this fucking clown ass little nigga, man?
Man, Soulja. I see, like, Soulja's, like, me and Soulja talked before, you know, recently, when he was saying, what are you going to do to Rico? I had to hit him up, like, fam, this ain't, like, Chicago. Niggas really down with that shit every day. And we talked, we exchanged numbers, you know what I'm saying? But Soulja, it's like, when you do, like, this the object, you know what I'm saying? The object is to make it out the hood. So this nigga made it out the hood, and he trying to come back for recognition to get popularity points.
That's
crazy to me, man. Real niggas don't do that, man. We want to get out the hood, bro. So you, Soulja, I know you're going to hit this, and if you do, bro, you don't have to please no nigga, bro. Yo, you got to get your family out the hood and focus on yourself, focus on your craft. Because the old girl fired you from loving hip-hop or whatever, nigga, it's all type of avenues. In my personal opinion, Soulja Boy, DeAndre Way, you are a genius, my nigga.
DeAndre, that nigga went to the government.
Yeah, listen, DeAndre Way, you are a genius. You finesse the internet. You is Mr. YouTube, nigga. Nigga, we watch. I grew up. Listen, I ain't dancing up, but we grew up in 06, 05, 07. You came out with the U and crank that, nigga. You finesse the internet. Like the nigga did an interview when he was talking about how he'd download his U song on Napster and he'd title it 50 Cent in the club so people can automatically check it out and he can get paid from that. Sam, you're a genius, man. Stick to what you know. If you got to make club songs or chick songs or Kiss Me Through the Phone, do that. That's what got you to the top. Don't try to be a drill rapper or say you a blood. Because at one point in time, you say he was from Chicago. He was GD.
Yeah, that's what's up with that, my nigga? Exactly. Chicago, Atlanta, L.A. Where the fuck you from, my nigga? Like, I'm confused.
And then he was say, I don't know. I just think wherever he resided at the time and whatever, if a blood down there, a vice lord, a GD, that's what he is. You got to stop that because there's real niggas out here that's dying for their flag. You know what I'm saying? It's real niggas dying for their status. Real niggas that'll kill you over their game. So you saying you this. It's a lot of BD homies that's like, he GD, I'm a smoker. And they really meant that. And I'm telling them, like, nah, bro, he entertainer. He entertaining fans. Don't get into that. And they like, all right, Zach, you lucky. You saved a nigga. Like, it's real niggas that hate him because he claimed his sex. You know?
How shocked were you that Rico Reckless and Ewall went to go see that nigga in Cali, my nigga?
I'm not shocked at all. Ewo Samo.
Ewo.
I'm not shocked. Ewo a real nigga, and y'all know Rico a real nigga. I did my first. I ain't gonna say my first. I did Rico Reckless. Ask him. He'll tell you anytime. Zach TV did my first interview ever. I did an interview on 75th and Harvard, in the hallway on the third floor in the hallway. It was like five guns in there. Polio is just a shootout. Like this is legendary stuff, nigga. When I drove up. He had two of his homies with pistols. Both of them with pistols came and escorted me upstairs in the hallway and escorted me downstairs to make sure I got out their neighborhood safe and sound. This is the type of shit that people don't see on camera, man. So I'm going to always and forever have love for Rico, man. He on a tour right now, the Fuck Fame tour. So shout out to Rico Reckless, Reckless Renegade, Ewo Samo, Fuck Fame, Chicago King, Dave, Young Mogul Shot, all them niggas, man. I love them niggas.
How the city feel about Chief Keef, my nigga?
What? Chicago love Chief Keef. His ops love Chief Keef. Chief Keef
made
the world.
That's the misconception that, he can't come back to the Shy. Niggas put him on all this kind of shit you be hearing on the internet. Like, is that bullshit, nigga? Just feeding that's not from his city, just talking dumb shit?
That's fool. Chief Keef can't. Nigga, I talk to niggas in the camp on the regular. Chief, shout out to DJ Marvis, man. Shout out to Social. Shout out to Glow Gang. Chief Keef can't come back because his warrants, man. Chicago trying to lock that boy up. Man, Soulja did a show out here at, on a hologram show that sold out.
I remember that
nigga,
shit,
they
yeah.
They canceled it. Nigga, they and during
that's
the midst
crazy.
Of the show when Soulja came out, nigga, they canceled his hologram. They don't want his shadow to perform, let alone him. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They feel Soulja the reason that Chicago turned to Chirac because his music. You know what I'm saying? People start doing drills, which is killing, it's murders. People start committing homicides to his music, and he made, like, Chief Keef was a legend, bro. A living legend for the city. So,
right.
So
do you ever
Soulja
worry about
running?
This? Because Smack, you picked up Smack earlier, right? And I interviewed Smack a couple times, and he has said to me that, you know what, Dre, why I got from, you know, going hood to hood, because the boys, who y'all call 12, was really watching me and shit, and he didn't really want all that pressure. Do you ever feel that way, that, yo, the boys are looking, because they always on, you know what I'm saying, and they
come
looking
on,
at
man.
What Zach TV doing? Do you feel that pressure at all?
I feel it all the time. You got to think. It's damn near, don't quote me, but it's damn near over 100 rappers that died that's been on my show. That's crazy, right?
Got you. Yeah, that's crazy.
That's
exactly.
crazy, right? Yeah. So yeah, I know they watching. You know, it's a nigga that just he do blogs too. Shout out to Chicago News. He just
I know about Chicago News. Yeah, shout out to Chicago News. Yeah, that's the white dude, right?
You know he just got locked up for something he said in one of his blogs. They locked him up.
Nah, bro.
He just got out like 2 days ago. I swear to God,
the white boy.
Him up. Yeah, because he said something about he knew some information or something. I don't want to quote him, but he knew some information or he said D. Rose wasn't the shooter. So he said something he ain't supposed to say, point blank period, that I wouldn't even say. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
You know, he said on the internet and 12, when, man, they watch everything. It's the internet, man. So a lot of people get locked up because they self-snitch on themselves on the internet. So, yeah, I know they watch me, but I'm doing something productive. I'm not making these guys to do this. I make guys sign
right.
waves, all type of situations. And then most
not
of the time, some of the guns. Huh?
I remember you saying that you was going to chill off niggas going to niggas' hoods, which I was like, But was it hard to get away from that because niggas hitting your phone all the time? Like, Zach, we need you in the hood, my nigga. Like, what's good?
Yeah, it's hard. Now, if you start noticing, I'm more, yeah, it's a wintertime anyway, but we be more in, like, studio settings, you know what I'm saying, or safe
right.
haven places because there's a lot going on out here in Chirac.
It's
hard making that transition, especially, like, even if I put some positive on my channel, man, people don't want to see that. Like, I put T.I. on my channel. I got like 12,000 views, literally, in, like, 2 months. I put some about Chirac and Drill. I get 100,000, 300,000, 400,000 views. It's like people only watch Chirac for the negativity. I hate to say it,
right.
but that seems like that's the truth. They don't want to see nothing else. They want to see niggas talking about smoking packs, tone 30s, fuck the op. That's what they want to see, man, you know? And... I'm gonna give y'all what y'all want, but I'm gonna
right.
dumb it down a little bit. But I'm gonna give it to y'all. I'm gonna show y'all this Chicago, man. This Chirac. Which one you want? You want to see the good side or the bad side? Because I'm gonna show y'all both.
Do you think before we wrap it up here? Do you think Young M.A. meant anything by the Tuca joint, by the Tuca comment? Do you think she knew what she was saying?
No, I think Young M.A. was just following the trend. Chicago is buzzing, been buzzing since 2012. Everybody rap like Chicago, take the slang. So she was like, okay, I'm finna do it too. I'm gonna say Tuca. But in Chicago, niggas get smoked every day for dissing somebody dead, homie. So she ain't know no better. She probably ain't think like, oh, no, them niggas ain't gonna get on me. Like, it was niggas really booking fight. Literally.
Yeah, Yella was wilding. I seen King Yella. He was off the chain with it.
Yeah. Because, you know, that's somebody dead, homie, man.
So right,
you can't
right,
be
right.
doing that. So I don't think she knew no better. Shout out to Young M.A. You know?
You watch Battle Rap, Zach?
What? Nigga.
Oh, my nigga. You was behind Big T when he was battling Shotgun, wasn't you?
You know it. You knew it.
I know. I seen you on the stage. I know I wasn't tripping this shit, man. How the city feel about Big T, man? That's my bro right there.
Big T, man, represents Chicago. He represents Chicago. Big T, Young Kenny, Big Kenny, and my boy, Sammy Wild Hunter.
Sammy Raw, shout out Sammy Raw, that's a wild nigga right there.
My boy. That's my boy.
Okay, so the city behind the battle rappers now. Y'all ride with Cannon, like you said, Big Cannon, Big T and these niggas, right?
Yeah, but you know, Chicago, we be wanna hear that street talk, you know. But shout out to all the niggas. We like that's why we like Big T and Sammy, you know. You know, they be spinning bars, you know. I don't know if y'all know I used to do battle rap, man, like years ago. I used to be a battle rapper.
Really?
Nigga, that's how I blew. Like, how you? I'm so heavy on the like. I'm heavy on the New York, the battle rap scene, man. I knew all of them. I came out that nigga. I battled on 106 and Park before.
Wow, damn. We getting some real exclusive here from Zach TV. Okay. Well, Zach, who you like in battle rap? Who your top five right now that you rock with? Like, all right, when I decide to watch battle rap, these are the five niggas that I fuck with, and they never shortchange me.
I'm a huge Lux. Don't really do it no more, but I'm a huge Lux fan. Lux will forever be. All the best battle rappers come out of Harlem. Lux, Clips, Rec, Mook. Facts. That's why I don't care. We can argue. And you know, like, I love them niggas. Dot Mob, you know, 12th Street. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, them the best. But on the opposite side, like, that's why I give it, like, in battle rap right now, I like the, oh my God, it's a nigga. His name Av. Oh my
Av is
God.
Zach. Listen to me, my nigga.
Fire.
Listen to your boy Drake. Zach.
Fire.
That boy Av is a fucking problem, my nigga. That's facts.
That's
a fucking problem. Like,
it's
for real, you couldn't pick
a
nigga name out the back to rock with. You know what I mean, Zach? For real.
The new niggas, definitely Av, Rum Nitty. Oh my God. Oh my God. Rum Nitty?
You like Chess?
He remind me. Chess, he go crazy. Shout out to the Bronx. Shout out to the X. I love Chess. You know? But, you know, what's the other nigga name? What's the other? Oh, Briz Rothstein. Jesus.
Briz Rothstein.
Yeah,
just battled Arsenal. They did the battle just had. I don't know if you saw him in Arsenal. Just dropped a couple days ago.
I saw that. I was in the car lot yesterday. I watched that, man. I give it to Rothstein, man. 2-1.
Yeah, 2-1. Okay, I had 3-0, but 2-1 ain't bad. I got you, Zach. But,
okay,
you know,
I was trying to be good. Oh, 3-0. I was trying to be 3-0, man. 3-0, my G.
Yo, Zach, I appreciate you taking time to rock with me on your busy schedule, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, been watching Zach TV for a while now. You know what I'm saying? I'm always clicking on, looking at my phone for notifications. Anything pop off, I know exactly who to holler at. You know what I mean, Zach?
Man, listen, man, I don't know. Before we get out of here, can I drop some bars for y'all, my nigga? What's
my nigga,
up?
Do you. Go crazy.
My nigga, listen, man. I say breakfast, anyone? I bring toast in the room. And your man standing there like he's supposed to be goon. What? Fully getting money, folks poking them soon. They won't get hit to stand clear like it's a ghost in the room. I put rappers, candy balls in that caramel coffin. I'm back up in the spot like I'm parallel parking. Catch him in the rib, family thinking he planking. Big rappers in the hundreds, call me Benjamin Franklin. Be careful on state. Hit him K-9s barking. I'm a die put my hood on. I'm Trayvon Martin. And Roseland, they put the pound to your neck. If you a stand-up guy, they sit you down for respect. You a goofy. I see a bunch of clowns in your set. Only time I touched the rat, I was browsing the net. Hit the club for a dub, then I browse for some neck. Disrespect is right and put your brows on your neck. Listen, fam, I ain't down with this or nobody. You say my name, then wrong start gripping his side. He look at me funny, and wrong start putting a clip in your body. You could get sprayed, and I ain't talking about no Izzy Miyake. Thought that he loved me, yeah, but a lot of them stuntin'. And he mans want to kill Zach, drum his nut. And I say, Wokey got his toolie in his llama be duffin'. You'll get your hair wrapped like a Somalian woman. What up?
Nigga, I ain't know you had balls like that, nigga.
What? You ain't stopping, my nigga. Stop
Zach,
it.
Zach, on some real snow, I think I heard you drop some music on your channel last year. Am I right on that? I don't remember if I did, though.
Yeah,
you got music on your channel,
me.
Don't you?
I thought that I was gonna take the Smack / French Montana approach. French Montana did interviews and then he'd drop a single here and interview
right.
And drop. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's
right,
what
right.
I tried to do a little bit. You know. So.
Zach, my nigga. Like I said, bro, I appreciate you rocking with me, my nigga. For real, man. Shout out to you. Shout out to Zach TV. Yo, Zach, before you go, plug all your social media, my nigga.
Man, Twitter, the real Zach TV One, Instagram Zach TV One, YouTube Zach TV One, Facebook Zach TV One, everything Zach TV One, man. We're taking over the world. Man, bro, I got a shout out to you, bro. Please, can I shout out to you? Because this wouldn't be possible without you reaching out to me, man. I love you, bro.
My nigga, is love back, Zach. You know what I'm saying? For real, my nigga. Whatever you need, you know, it's love up here, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Let's keep in contact, my nigga. You know what I mean?
You already know. What borough you from?
I'm from Brooklyn, man. I'm a Brooklyn nigga.
Hold on. Whoa. You Brownsville, Crown Heights, Best Stop?
No, Crown Heights, Eastern Parkway and Franklin. That's how I was born at. What do you
oh
say, Crown Heights?
God.
Exactly where I'm from.
That's what's up. I'm
Labor Day
with
weekend,
DK,
be popping on the parkway, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Exactly, man. Exactly. I got to go to the boat. They could give me a chopped cheese when I come out there.
Yes, sir. You already know, Zach. Yo, Zach, shout out to you, my guy, for real, man.
Love, my nigga. Stay blessed, bro.
Early, brother.
One.
Word. Shout out to my nigga, Zach TV, man. You already know what the fuck it is, man. For real. Been watching Zach for a hot minute here, bro. So to get him on, you know, that was love. Dre, what up? We good? All right, I'm going to sign off here then. Well, y'all already know what it is, man. It's your boy, Three Letter Man. Subscribe to the channel. We got a lot of shit on the fucking PSA podcast. Go check out my A-Verb interview. I got so much shit out. Arsenal and Bridgewater team recap. Jim's interview. A lot of shit, my nigga. Got a lot of shit on my fucking channel, man. It's been a dope 2017 so far. Shout out to my nigga Dre in the back holding the boards down. Shout out to Timo for not being here. Signing off. You already.